The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kovi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiasts. Welcome to another episode of the Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds and I guess the sports ball nerds, Kavi and Benjamin. We are hitting record now because we were having a conversation about sports ball and how
how we just don't get it. We can identify when a sport is being played, what the sport is.
I don't know. I just like find myself sitting there thinking, wow, this would be so much better in space with, you know, less gravity. Like, come on. Two-pointers and three-pointers. Shoot a six-pointer from outer space.
Futurama has made a few episodes where they have various sports being played in different gravity and atmospheres.
Oh, yeah.
And they're hysterical. Home runs just don't stop.
Right? It'll just, that's the eternal home run. My friend Mark Wagner, he runs a school that they're researching on basically how to educate kids in space, specifically Mars. And that was something that came up in a conversation we had talking about his school, like what kind of PE would be out of Mars school. Would they do Mars sand dune surfing, or, you know, like what would that look like? Awesome. Well, anyway, this is our show and we're starting with sports and obviously admitting that we're a group of nerds who are like sports ball. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about space. I accidentally mislabeled this in the link I sent to you guys. I said this was helium and it's definitely not. This is the neon episode. I did. Kavi's giving me a
still
face.
A noble like gas.
It is still a noble gas.
Yeah, it was a noble effort.
I kept it in the right. Go ahead.
No, just the second noble gas. Less noble than helium, but we don't mind.
Well, we're going to do the neon episode, and when we discuss some kind of pre-show notes on this, Kavi's like, there's really not a lot to talk about with neon, and I was like, sure there is. There's neon markers and neon lights and neon.
Well, neon lights, if you look at a bunch of neon lights, neon is in the orangish-red ones. All the other colors, there's no neon.
What?
You've been lied to.
Your whole life.
What?
That's right.
Oh my God, now this is even less to talk about. What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, fun fact science. What's the fact about neon? What? Neon? I mean, I feel like there's nothing left. It's all a sham. Let's go.
It's kind of, neon's kind of like, you know, the chihuahua of noble gases. It's like,
Please explain that.
You'll have to follow me into the rabbit hole of analogies and metaphors where I love to go.
All right, grab your popcorn, everyone. Let's do this.
Basically in terms of, like, you know, barking and being incredibly loud, there's like nothing there. Like there's barely any dog to the bark. But yeah, neon is like incredibly bright. We're used to seeing it on neon signs and you know, drawing attention to something where there's just like nothing interesting there. That's the analogy. I'm sticking to it. But the fun fact that I like to think about, I mean, we spoke on an earlier episode about how air is, you know, mostly not oxygen, right? It's, you know, about like 70% nitrogen, 20% oxygen, and then you have argon and neon, some other elements there. And so that's actually the only way that we produce neon on Earth is by extracting it from air. That's how it was first done in the late 1800s. And that's how we continue to do it now. Although there are some interesting ways that in Ukraine and in Russia, they actually extract neon from air as part of other processes, which obviously has been severely affected, that industry, by the war.
Okay, so you said in the late 1800s, I don't really understand how neon lights work. So they extract neon out of the air and then they run an electrical charge through it. And that's basically, we're just seeing the burning up of neon, which burns then that color. Am I understanding?
So So they liquefy, they cool air and liquefy it, and then extract, as they reheat it, they extract the other gases that come off it, that aren't, you know, oxygen and nitrogen. And then, yeah, what you're basically seeing is energized neon atoms. They basically have, I mean, we have to do a whole episode on spectroscopy and absorption and emission lines. But yeah, like just in two words or less, yes, that's basically what's happening. You have excited neon atoms that are just going, hey, look at me, I'm neon / a chihuahua. Right. But
I mean,
thus
that
ends
makes
that
sense.
Analogy.
It does make sense, just from my chemistry classes, that we would make our own like sparklers, and we would design the colors based on whatever element that was burning we would choose for that color. Sparklers are really hard to make too. All right, Benjamin. Go ahead.
Do you
have more to share about neon?
No, definitely not. No, we're done. Okay. I'm done with neon forever. But speaking of sparklers, my whole life I lit them from the top. Apparently I meant to light them from the bottom.
No, stop. No.
You serious? Away from your hand? Oh my God, it makes sense.
No, they always...
You put it in a cake and you light it from there, and then it burns upwards away from the delicious thing that you're trying to eat.
Or away from the delicious fingers that are holding it.
For the fingers that are going to... you got... Okay.
Wow.
So now neon lights are a farce, and I've been lighting my sparklers
again,
the wrong way.
I'm from Australia, like, and they do things upside down.
Good evening, everyone. We're done. My God. Okay, Benjamin, please don't like ruin more things for me now. What do you have?
Well, if neon's a chihuahua episode, I'd like next episode sodium to be the Rottweiler. And
we're going to need an analogy for that.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, great.
Actually, I think sodium would lend itself quite well to a spectroscopy episode. Anyway, this is our 10th episode. It's neon. It should be airing on October 15th. Pew, pew, pew. So, October 15th. Happy astronaut birthday to Roberto Vittori. He's a veteran of two Soyuz flights and one shuttle flight. He flew on the very last Endeavour flight, the second to last flight of the entire shuttle program, and the last non-American to go on a shuttle flight. So happy birthday to that dude. And happy scientist birthday to, I'm going to try this one, Evangelista Torricelli, the physicist from Italy who invented the barometer and whose work in geometry also helped the development of integral calculus. And happy birthday to Asaph Hall, the American astronomer who discovered and named Phobos and Deimos, Mars's moons. Ooh. And he first calculated their orbits. So happy birthday to those dudes.
Happy birthday to those dudes and dudette.
Can I
actually,
just
they're
say...
all dudes.
Oh, they're all dudes. Okay.
Oh, dudes. Evangelista. It's an Italian name from, I want to say, 400 years ago. So.
Oh, well, excuse me. Sorry.
Very butch.
I just, speaking of Phobos and Deimos, there was a moment a couple of years back when I realized that Phobos and Deimos are essentially Pain and Panic from Hercules. Do you ever see that? The cartoon Hercules growing up?
Yeah.
Phobos and Deimos, it's not literally Pain and Panic. I think it's Pain and Fear. They're like the Greek gods or demigods of pain and fear.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So like those like two little like, you know, that long skinny imp and that short kind of pudgy
imp like
from Hercules.
Yeah, thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the moons of Mars. And so every time somebody talks about the moons of Mars, that's what I'm picturing. Pain and Panic reporting for duty.
Aw, I just think of potatoes.
We got Shakespeare naming his stuff and Disney, man. We got, it's like a whole hidden message episode all over again. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for sharing your facts and the birthday science and neon. This is all we're gonna give it due credit for at this point, is that your lights are a lie and Yeah. And so was lighting a sparkler. I can't get over it. Like, let's just stop the show now. But this is our point of the formalities, where we are going to remind you that you can follow all of us on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, as Kavi would say, all the time wasters. I am there as Space Case Sarah 22 or Space Case Sarah. Gentlemen, we'll start with Kavi today.
I can be found on all the good procrastination apps and applets at Fun Fact Science. Benjamin.
Apples. And I can be found.
I think we're all really tired.
And I can be found on all the. Damn it, I can't think of something funny. Widgets and gizmos. The time consuming widgets and gizmos. Again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can find me in all the social media thingamajiggers as Science Actually, or Actually Science on Facebook. Actually Science is the big one.
Perfect. And then, of course, you can also go to irockspaceradio.com and find all the other shows that we have on this platform and sign up for the Crew Club as well. I think that this episode needs a sound of the week.
Do we have one?
And we should, well, we're going to by the time it airs. As of right now, I have no idea. But as we've done in the past, we're going to have a little pause.
We have something called post-edit.
You're going to hear, yeah, that's done.
You're going to hear a mysterious sound.
Ooh. You're going to hear something. And if you can guess what that is, we will send you an extra swag box. Not just a t-shirt, but hats, which I don't have. Hats and stickers and things that are fun and swaggy. So whatever sound I choose, which I'm sure it's going to be something, you know, we can also collaboratively choose this. It's going to be something awesome. So this is the point where we're going to stop and listen to this glorious sound. And wow, oh my gosh. Oh, what was that noise?
I got goosebumps.
Noise?
Look at these goosebumps. Yeah.
I got chills, and they are definitely multiplying.
I do really need to give the disclaimer that I am personally quite tired. I know Kavi's tired because he's on the other side of the world. So this is, if we're really silly, I do apologize, but it's a great sound, a sound that is so soundy that, I mean, we should probably play it one more time. So here's your second chance. And I don't even know why I paused. I don't even need to pause. If we could just, I could just put in a gap.
Snip in and pause in. Yeah, we wanted to, in honor of this episode, actually include the song by John Mayer, Neon, from his debut album, Room for Squares, which came out in 2001. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the rights to that song. So that would have been the mystery sound, but it wasn't.
I really feel like we spared our audience also from John Mayer. He is not one of my favorite musicians out there.
I can't even recognize or name one of his tunes. So,
well, now you know one.
Buddy's a Wonderland, right? Oh, isn't that gosh. One of his songs?
No. We're going to get demonetized just for that. No. Although, look, I think we have to get monetized.
Just by happenstance, that was my own artistic one big-time celebrity fan we have is John Mayer and no more.
Oh, no. Sorry, John. If you're listening at home, I'm very sorry.
By the way, that song Neon was amazing. Never heard it. The Kavi has nice things to say.
This is the Neon episode. But we're actually going to talk about some of the other missions that have been going on and what we're looking forward to that are not crewed, because we've been focusing a lot on Artemis and talking about all the, like, the big ones. But we just had a couple of cool things happen, like Juno did a flyby of Europa. And in honor of that, instead of saying Eureka, we're saying Europa.
Europa.
Europa. Which is a totally nerdy reference if you don't know what that means. And we're going to, like, yeah, just talk about some of these other kind of lesser known, lesser famed, you know, DART was a kind of a big one too. We'll talk about DART, but lesser hyped up missions that I think are equally cool. I mean, I actually was thinking about this, about talking about Juno in particular, how it happened, we're like, whoa, but it's not the first time. And, you know, like anytime something's a first, we're all like, oh my gosh. But then subsequent things are kind of like, oh yeah, yeah, that is cool. But we already did that the first time. So this is our due credit. We're giving justice to the smaller, lesser hyped up missions with the I guess it's a good tie into Neon too, right? Like
they're the Chihuahua's faith missions.
They're not as, yeah, as noble, not quite as nobly as Helium, but still in the noble gases of missions. So we're going to take our first break. And again, make sure you find one of our posts on social media and guess what that sound was so that we can send you some cool swag. And even if you don't know what that is, still head over to our website, irockspaceradio.com, and get a free t-shirt, because why not? So you are listening to the Space Case Era Show with my space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio.